Hey gang, ni hao, friend, and welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's the 99 balloons of 99 red balloons. I think they're all red. 99 red Chinese balloons of free speech. So come here. Don't pop them. Don't pop them. You can float away. Float away in my beautiful balloon. Oh, there's another song. Come fly with me in my big balloon, right? It was probably Frank Sinatra or somebody. I'll get it. You'll hear it. Anyway, it's Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, your home for free speech. Go there and click on the donate button. Send the fundage. It is badly needed because they are having extreme weather in Texas. It is extremely Texan weather. Hot one day, cold the next. You never know what's going to happen. And the weather was so extreme that not one, but two of my shows were canceled. Canceled. That's extreme. I have, since I started this show 5.5 years ago, I think I've missed two shows, and I had very good excuses. This time, two shows in a row were canceled, and it wasn't me. I had shows ready. The first and a half annual Whitey Awards, something to look forward to, Groundhog's Day extravaganza. But anyway, we've got with us Cato. Cato, welcome to the show.
Well, what an interesting week it's been. Yeah, we got the extreme weather down in Texas. It wasn't one of our shows that was canceled, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Okay, good. But, you know, not good for the shows that were canceled. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how people live down.
The show that was canceled was recorded 3 years ago, and it had been lost. And so it will still be, but it's still as fresh as ever. It's as fresh as ever, and probably it'll be Friday this week that you'll hear it.
Yeah, well, that's good, but I don't know how people live down there. You know, it's what I've heard is it's the bipolar weather state is what they call it there, and it's I know RBN Studios is down there, and it's they had, like, you know, really bad snow this week from what I've heard, and now apparently it's really hot again, so.
Sagebrush and jackrabbits. It's no good for anything but sagebrush and jackrabbits. All right, yeah. But and maybe some balloons.
But speaking of weather, though, I mean, yeah, you know, we see a lot of balloons. Not a lot of balloons, but we there's quite a few balloons in the air. By the way, just real quick, I just want to, you know, say real quick, when is that balloon festival that takes place in New Mexico? That hot air balloon.
Yeah, when is that?
Yeah, I don't know, but this whole week has just got me thinking about going to that, hot air balloon festival in New Mexico.
That would be awesome. Do you think they'll let Chinese people there? They might buy.
I don't know. I guess we'll see and find out.
Find out, yeah. Because it's the golden age of balloons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is, and, you know, maybe the American states will be liberated by Chinese balloons one day. U.S. Global Homo Judeo-American Empire. So,
I'd rather be flown over by Chinese balloons than Jewish balloons.
Yeah, or
I'm just having fun. Come on,
or Jewish missiles.
Jewish missile. Well, yeah, the Samson option. The what's the name of their missile? They have these Jericho. I think it's called the Jericho missiles, which are intercontinental. Why do they need intercontinental missiles, Israel? Why?
Yeah, why do they need nuclear weapons too? And why are they hiding it from, you know, everybody? And not only that too, but what about that one guy that was arrested and sentenced in prison for exposing the Israel's nuclear weapons?
Mordecai Vanunu, who Yeah, the H-bomb. They have a hydrogen bomb. Well, a lot of bombs are hydrogen bombs. The uranium bombs and plutonium bombs are technically easier, but the big bombs with the big what do you call it? Blowing up power. What do you call that? Payload, whatever. I don't know. But those use hydrogen, and Mordecai Vanunu exposed their hydrogen bomb program, and so that's that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, why did they do that?
Yeah, but yeah, I mean. So apparently this balloon, according to you watch, you know, Fox News or, you know, CNN and all the, you know, mainstream cable news outlets, they're all hyping up saying, oh, this balloon, this thing is a threat. This is the greatest threat since, you know, whatever.
Since mounted horsemen with stirrups. It's the greatest threat.
I know, it's just, I mean, it just goes to show you, I mean, the Western media, or I should rather say the Judeo-run Western media, will stop at nothing. They'll use everything they can to, you know, hype up propaganda against China, even if it's just some, you know, some benign, you know, harmless balloon that somehow floated into, you know, U.S. Airspace because of weather conditions, you know. This is from the Global Times here. China blasts spy balloon hype, urges communication to avoid misjudgment. And it says,
you know, yeah, go for it, sorry.
But so I'll read it. It says, China hype of a balloon. China has blasted the hype of a balloon incident, saying China does not accept any groundless speculation or hype and opposes the practice of certain politicians and media in the U.S. who used the incident to attack China, even though China has explained clearly the balloon spotted in the U.S. is a civilian airship designed for meteorological research purpose and made the unintended entry due to force majeure, so weather conditions. China's foreign ministry also suggested that neither China nor the U.S. has announced that there would be a visit by U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken, following news that Blinken has postponed his planned visit to China, citing the balloon incident as an excuse. The unexpected incident of the balloon gave some hawkish anti-China lawmakers a chance to attack China through the hype of China spying and China threat, underscoring the increasing tensions between the world's two largest economies. Chinese analysts called on the U.S. decision-makers to properly manage the anti-China sentiment fanned by some politicians out of selfish interests, and to demonstrate political leadership to better handle China-U.S. relations. You notice how the Chinese people are very polite when you know, dealing with foreign policy, whereas the U.S. empire, the representatives are very aggressive, very hawkish, and very reckless, by the way.
I have noticed that, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, let's see. This is Tony Blinken speaking. He said, actually, sorry, this is Wang Yi. This is what Wang Yi speaking. He says, China is a responsible country and has always strictly abided by international law. We do not accept any groundless speculation and hype. Wang Yi, director of the Office of Foreign Affairs Commission of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China, said in a phone conversation with Blinken late Friday. During the phone conversation, they communicated on how to deal with the incident in a calm and professional manner. Wang said, in face of unexpected situations, both sides should maintain focus, communicate in a timely manner, avoid misjudgments, and manage differences. Prior to Wang and Blinken's talk, State Department spokesman Ned Price said that Blinken has postponed his visit to China due to the balloon incident, and Blinken would be allowed to visit Beijing as soon as conditions allow. Previous news on Blinken's visit to China on February 5 and 6 came from the U.S. China never confirmed the information. A spokesperson of the Chinese Foreign Ministry confirmed on Friday a Chinese unmanned civilian airship used mainly for meteorological research purposes made an unintended entry into the U.S. airspace due to force majeure and rejected the spy claim made by the U.S. On Saturday, Chinese Foreign Ministry released a statement saying that maintaining contact and communication at all levels is an important common understanding reached by the Chinese and U.S. presidents at their meeting in Bali. One of the tasks of the diplomatic teams on both sides is to properly manage bilateral relations, particularly to manage unexpected situations in a cool-headed and prudent manner. In fact, neither side has ever announced that there would be a visit. It is a matter for the U.S. to make its latest announcement, and we respect that, said the spokesperson from the Chinese Foreign Ministry. Despite the explanation from China, some U.S. media continued to use spy balloon, and some politicians took the chance to either criticize the Biden administration for not being sufficiently tough on China or attempt to shift blame of canceling Blinken's trip to China, which China never confirmed to the Chinese side. Baseless speculation and continuous hype in the U.S. cannot change the fact that this is an unexpected incident, which the Chinese side also expressed regret. Diao Daming, an expert on U.S. studies and associate professor at Renmin University of China in Beijing, told the Global Times. With so many interactions between China and the U.S. in every field, those who determine to undermine the bilateral relations can find every possible excuse. If it is not the airship incident, it would be other matters, Diao said. Let me read that again. With so many interactions between China and the U.S. in every field, those who determine to undermine the bilateral relations can find every possible excuses. If it is not the airship incident, it would be other matters. In other words, you know, the U.S. is looking for any way.
It would be like dragon dancers. It would be something to think of something.
Yeah,
something. It's not balloons. Yeah, it would be something.
The expert noted that the clamor on so-called spy balloons showed that some anti-China, that some anti-China hawkish, who are obsessed with Cold War competition and U.S. hegemony, are doing whatever they can to sabotage China-U.S. relations. Even with no confirmation from China on Blinken's visit, the U.S. media reported that Republicans on the House Foreign Affairs Committee encouraged Blinken to use the trip to send a tough message to China regarding the suspected spy balloon, the Washington Post reported. Before being clear of the facts, the U.S. military and media accused China of spying, and this balloon incident has taken U.S. hyping of the China threat to a new level, Chinese analysts said, saying the recent chaotic signal sent from the U.S. on China may bring more uncertainty to already strained bilateral relations. The fragmentation and polarization of U.S. domestic politics also reminded China to prepare itself for any eventualities, stressing cooperation and stabilizing the bilateral relations via communications, and at the same time, holding on to the bottom line and strike back against provocations, said Diao. Analysts also called on American decision makers to properly deal with irrational anti-China sentiment, which has been framed by some politicians with selfish motives. The Biden administration should demonstrate true political leadership to handle relations with China for the benefits of the two peoples, instead of letting the balloon incident or other unexpected events impede the bilateral exchanges or making China-U.S. relations the prey of inter-party dissension. So, there you have it. This is the Chinese take on the whole thing.
Well, there you have it. And, okay, there are weather balloons. There is some value to every now and then sending something up into the stratosphere or whatever, sending it up 50,000, I think they can get up to like 100,000 feet. 100,000 feet would be 20 miles. I don't know, could they get 20 miles? We usually think of that as being the edge of the atmosphere, so they might be able to get up about that high. But you know, sampling what's, you know, you can sample what's in the atmosphere by going there. So, you know, you can see what's the composition, the relative composition of ozone or whatever. There's stuff that you could do. I'm not a meteorologist, but there are meteorological balloons. There have been for a long, long time. And there used to be spy balloons. Well, not spy balloons so much because balloons are big, so you're not really getting secrecy, but I believe the first time balloons were used for military purposes, I think Napoleon did. I know that the Union Army did in the Civil War. And, well, you know, obviously they could be seen, but they could elevate themselves up there, and then they could communicate what was going on below. You can communicate. I think they even brought like telephone wires, like telegraph wires, and we were able to communicate that way. But, you know, you can, this was how they were able to see the Confederate battle lines. It had a little bit of effect. I don't think it was all that big of a deal, but it was a big enough deal, like I said with Mark Collett yesterday, that Confederate women, upper class women, donated some of their very, you know, very long frilly skirts to be silk skirts to be sewn together into a giant quilt like Confederate balloon. They had one. So I mean, once upon a time, but they're so big and obvious, it's not really spying. Now, also, you've got the jet streams, you've got the air currents, and I remember when I was in fifth grade, I was reading a book about weather. I was. And it said, D.C. gets Detroit's weather 2 days later. I don't know if it's true, but the fact is the prevailing winds do go from west to east in these latitudes. And China and the United States share latitudes. We share the same latitudes from, like, you know, 26 degrees north up to like 50 degrees north, something like that. 49 for the case of the United States, but like that. So we're the same latitude, and the prevailing winds do go from China in over the Pacific to the United States. And I know that when China started doing nuclear testing back in the 60s, the some of the fallout was measured in the United States. When China had a big drought and they had their own dust bowl in western China, some of that dust blew to the United States. That's the way the winds go. So, I mean, obviously, I don't know exactly what was on that balloon, but the weather balloon thing is, A, it's the most obvious explanation, and B, spying, really, you're just going to put a bunch of instruments on a balloon, which can't be steered, it just floats, and let it float over the United States in plain view, because it has to be in plain view. Otherwise, what are they spying on? So the whole thing is, the whole response has been utterly retarded. Unless you have anything else, do you have something to say? And then I want to move on. Did we talk about Jimmy Dore last week?
No, not yet, but I want to say.
Okay,
that,
all right, go respond.
I want to say the American mainstream media and the federal government are essentially preying on the ignorance of the American public by hyping up this whole, you know, spy thing. I mean, they're basically banking on American people being stupid and not figuring out that you don't use a balloon. I mean, China being the advanced, sophisticated nation it is, they're going to use a balloon, you know, and float it into American airspace to spy. I mean, really? I mean, what kind of intelligence exactly is China going to get with just one balloon from, you know?
Some famous person, I think it was a famous Jewish person, said nobody ever lost any money underestimating the intelligence of the American people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad. I mean, you know, and but, it, you know, I would hope that, you know, people listening to our show, listening to this network, are much smarter than your average American. But, you know, it's like,
well, that goes without saying.
Yeah. But I mean, it, for sure. But the thing is, most Americans, you know, they just listen to whatever Fox News or CNN and they're like, oh, it's balloon. It's the, you know, if you're a conservative listening to Fox News, oh, see those Chi-Coms. Look at them. They're a threat. And of course,
the balloon of doom. The balloon of doom.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just. The thing is, the most effective way,
it's like Armageddon, only with balloons.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much more effective ways to spy, you know. I mean, it's just the thing is, if China wanted to spy on Americans, and Americans, you know, they spy on China all the time, so it only makes sense for China to be spying back, they would send in, you know, they would use people, you know, instead of where, you know, people can see it in you know, airspace.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
China, they're spying back, they would send in, you know, they would use people, you know, instead of where, you know, people can see it in, you know, airspace. And if they wanted to, you know, they got other images like satellite, you know, satellites and other forms of, you know, flying devices to be able to spy on the American continent. They don't need a balloon. So this balloon, I mean, was clearly for meteor, you know, meteorological research, you know, and monitoring. This was to map the weather out. That's all this balloon is. I mean,
If they wanted to spy, they could send spies here. In fact, if they wanted to spy on whatever the balloon was floating over, they could send a spy here, have him rent an airplane. You can rent airplanes and just fly around if they wanted to, if that's what they wanted. And hey, while we're talking about Chinese spies, you know Eric Swalwell, the congressman from California, right?
Yeah, that guy, that creature. Yeah.
He is a creature. He's weird. He's pathetic. And then there's also Adam Schiff, who was, they were both on the, easy to get these. I get my shifts confused sometime, but, they were both on the House Intelligence Committee, and in fact, Adam Schiff had been the chairman, and they're both being removed for ethical reasons. Ilhan Omar is also being removed from the House Foreign Affairs Committee for anti-Semitic reasons. But anyway, just getting to the spying, the Chinese spying. So in the case of Schiff, I'm not exactly sure what the ethical thing was. I mean, obviously he mishandled and lied and everything about, you know, Trump and Russia and everything. With Eric Swalwell, I think it's because he supposedly went to bed with some Chinese spy named Fang Fang. And I don't know the details of it, but I will say this. If China, you know, there's 700 million women in China, right? 700 million. Some of them are old. Some of them are kids. But, you know, you got hundreds of millions of women there.
Not 700 million women. I think there's more men than women in China.
Okay, it's 600 million. 600 something million. All right. And honestly, if they were going to send over a spy to go to bed with a congressman, I think they could get somebody hotter than Fang Fang. I'm just saying. Now, she's not bad, but seriously, I think they could have done better.
Yeah, so I get my doubts.
I
don't know this for sure, but it could have been maybe she was, you know, a complete wreck, you know, before that, and then the Chinese government says, you know, you want to serve your country and redeem yourself, you know, from being, I don't know, a whore, I presume. You know, you go.
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, that's just me, you know, guessing, but not even guessing. Me thinking, you know, thinking out loud.
I don't know, and I don't care that much. I mean, Swalwell, he was so much into the Ukraine stuff, well, the Russia stuff, the Russia hoax. He actually ran for president. A lot of people don't remember that, but he ran for president on a Trump is Putin's puppet agenda, which nobody took seriously, but he did that. Anyway, so he's off the committee. And then Ilhan Omar, she is off the committee because of anti-Semitism. Well, we'll get back to that. And actually, Glenn Greenwald, who is everybody's favorite gay Jew, but he's a based gay Jew, and he had some interesting words to say about it. But I had previously mentioned Jimmy Dore. Do you know who Jimmy Dore is?
Yeah, I've heard him, you know, here and there. I mean, I don't listen to him, but I know who he is.
Yeah, he's kind of an old fashioned lefty, and he's, you know, he's anti-war, which is good. And of course, he will never talk about Jewish power. To him, it's, you know, corporate power. It's the military industrial complex, but whatever. He was on Tucker's show, and I know you probably don't watch Tucker's show very often because it really has gotten to be a train wreck. But, he was on Tucker's show about 10, 11 days ago, I think sometime in late January. And I think he surprised Tucker because, you know, Tucker had brought him on, I think, to talk against the war in Ukraine, but he started saying how the, everything is pivoting away from the Ukraine and they're pivoting towards war with China. And he made, I wish I had the tape for it. I don't have the tape for it, but he made a really strong case over, how it's the United States that's provoking China. The United States are the bad party in this. Plus, the United States wouldn't be able to win a war against China, and how insane it is to be provoking China. And, you know, Tucker was there with his mouth open. And
would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
www.RBNinsurance.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Plus, the United States wouldn't be able to win a war against China, and how insane it is to be provoking China. And, you know, Tucker was there with his mouth open, and of course Tucker has been as guilty, probably more guilty than anyone in the mainstream media, of whipping up anti-China hysteria. And Tucker, I guess in his own defense, said, well, you can be hostile to China without wanting war. And I thought, oh, is Tucker going to back off from this now? I thought maybe he's going to back off. But, you know, within a day or two, he's going on and on about the balloon from doom. And so I don't know. But I just wanted to know if you – I wanted to let you know about that and see what you thought.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just say real quick. I mean, Jimmy Dore, he is a true anti-war leftist, and that I have to commend him for. And, yeah, I mean, well, see, here's the thing, though. Like, you know, what is the smoking gun that can get both the liberal left, the neocons, and the, you could kind of say more your conservative, you know, Tucker Carlson types on board? And that's more with China. Because, you know, when they're, I think the American regime is, as, you know, I wouldn't say they figured out, because they don't figure out anything. They always wreck everything. But they've realized that essentially they're not going to unite everybody against Russia, because, you know, clearly a lot of the, you know, people on the conservative right, they don't care about Russia. They don't. They're sick and tired of hearing about the Ukraine. So they realized, well, we have to shift tactics now. So what's the smoking gun? What is it? What might unite the entire American mass, you know, behind the American empire, the federal government, and the, you know, the various, you know, organs like the military industrial complex and, you know, other things. And that is a war with China, because we know the liberal left, and by the way, I'm saying, you know, this is all Jewish run, but, you know, I'm just, you know, talking about the different parts of it, but the liberal left, they don't like China. They hate China because China is nationalist. China is a sovereign nation. China, you know, believes in its own, you know, unique, you know, proud heritage and civilization of 5,000 years. China believes in traditional family values. China is, you know, a patriarchy in the sense that men, even though the women they treat very well, but the men still, you know, have the merits to...
China is run by men. It's run by men. It's run by serious men. And you have a few women here and there, but it is run by serious men.
Right. So the liberal left in America hates China because China is, you know, all that. It's traditional. It's run by, you know, strong masculine men. And it's because, you know, China has very strong borders. It doesn't allow open immigration like the U.S. and the European Union do. You know, China believes in being Chinese, and that's why the liberal left hates China for the same reason the liberal left hates, you know, white men in America who stand up for tradition and heritage and beliefs, you know, like Dr. David Duke. The neocons, of course, they hate China, you know, for the same reasons the liberal left does, and also because of, because China's authoritarian and China's communist. And then that's the reason why the conservative right, the Tucker Carlson types, the reason why they hate China is because they think, China's communist. So, you know, communist in the old sense.
There's another reason. Mm-hmm. And it's China is like potentially a big challenge to Jewish power. And if Russia were to fall, then obviously China would be the next target. But who on earth? Go ahead.
Well, this is exactly. This is all the liberal left, the neocons, and now the conservative right are all all under Jewish power.
They are. They are under Jewish power.
That's what the American Empire is. It is the number one form of Jewish power today. It is the golem of Jewish power.
It's the zombie corpse. The Jewish power is riding the zombie corpse to world domination. And China is a big obstacle. China and Russia are the big obstacles. The first political science course I took as an undergraduate, I had a Korean teacher. And he was saying that, China is it's the oldest state. State meaning like country, government, state. It's the oldest state on earth, and Korea's second. Now, and I think that's very true. You know, if you looking at the origins of the English state or the British state, well, you're going back to maybe the 6th century, you know, the Anglo-Saxon invasion. And, you know, the French state, how far can you go back? Well, the Chinese state, you're going back 4,000 years, you know, and the Egyptian state has not been a continuum. The Iraqi state has not been a continuum. Even the Persian state hasn't. But I guess
definitely not India.
India. I mean, India, like it's got ancient history, but it doesn't have the concept of India as a state is a 20th century concept. But the thing is, you do have this group called the Jews, and the Jews have a very ancient history. They know who they are, and they know where they came from, or they feel they know where they came from. They've got a really, really strong identity. Their history much longer than England as the English, much longer than Germany as the Germans, much longer than Russia as the Russians. But who's got a longer history? Who has a stronger identity on earth in the Jews? Who's not gonna like feel inferior to the Jews. Who hasn't borrowed the Jewish religion? And, you know, I'm not trying to get down on Christianity because, you know, America is a Christian country and I support that. But, you know, Christianity has origins in that part of the world. The Chinese, why would the Chinese feel any kind of deference to Jews? That's a question.
Yeah, I mean, China is the world's oldest, purest, continuous civilization. That's the word, continuous civilization. You know,
Persians pretty good too, but I guess the Chinese would be older than the Persians. I don't know. Anyway, I'm just repeating what my political science teacher said.
Well, the thing is, you look at Egypt, you look at Babylon, you look at Persia, you look at, you know, Assyria, you look at India, you know, Mesopotamia, all these, you know, other civilizations. Well, I mean, the people today, you know, living in those lands are not the same people.
No, they're not the same. And the Egyptians didn't even rule themselves for millennia, right? I mean, Cleopatra, wasn't she the last monarch of Egypt? And then they were ruled by foreigners until the 20th century?
I think not by Romans. First by Romans and then by Arabs, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. For over 2,000 years, or about 2,000 years?
Ruled by Arabs. I mean, they are an Arabic country now.
And Turks. They were run by Turks, too.
That's true, yeah, the Ottomans. But no, China, I mean, has remained pure of all this. Now, granted, there has been a lot of internal, you know, dynastic and state struggles within China. But it's never been from, you know, I mean, one could argue, okay, well, what about the Mongols or, you know, the Qing dynasty? Yeah, but these, like, within a generation or two, they basically became Sinicized and became part of Chinese civilization. And, you know, let's put it this way. I mean, they're not that far off from the Han Chinese, you know, genetically. I mean, they're, you know, we're all...
Who's not far off?
The Manchus and the Mongols. I mean, we're all right there. It's not like we're a different race.
And also, it's not as if the... Mongols and the Manchus are conquered people who live in shame. They were actually conquering people who then just got absorbed. They conquered China and then got absorbed into China because China had a more advanced civilization.
Exactly.
Even if they didn't have a more advanced military.
Exactly. So, I mean, yeah, China is the world's oldest continuous civilization that, you know, currently in existence, and the purest, too.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay. So the thing is, like with Europeans, Europeans have vulnerabilities vis-a-vis the Jews that China doesn't have. So one of the vulnerabilities is the religion. And I'm not anti-Christian, and I'm not saying people should, you know, switch their religion or whatever. But let's face it, it is a vulnerability, and we've seen how Jews have been able to corrupt what we call evangelical Bible Belt Christianity into becoming Christian Zionists. And we've also seen how Jews have been able to manipulate, you know, progressive suburban Protestants, and even the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church has been in no way immune from this. Look at Pope, what do I call him? I don't even know what his name is. Andrew Anglin calls him Pope Anus. I don't know. What's his name? Oh, Francesco? Francis. Okay, Frankie. Yeah. Pope Frankie. But, you know, or even just the whole Vatican II thing, they've been able to use Christianity as a venue. Now, and during a lot of history, Christianity was a bulwark against, you know, Jewish power and whatnot. But still, it is a vulnerability. And then also, you've got the whole Holocaust guilt thing, although, the Holocaust guilt trip.
Real quick,
China's not vulnerable to. Yes,
real quick about Christianity. Well, I mean, the one branch of Christianity that seems to be withstanding and not be succumbing to, you know, Jewish influences, the Orthodox Church, the Russian Orthodox Church. Whereas
they
are Catholics, you know, I can't say the same. But no, the Orthodox Church, I mean, they're doing great, from what I've seen.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were also saying about the Holocaustianity being like the new, you know, cult of the West and China.
It's a guilt trip.
Mm. Yeah.
As a guilt trip to China, the Chinese are not vulnerable to.
Yeah, the Chinese, or the Russians for that matter, too, are not vulnerable to. Because in Russia, you know, the Great Patriotic War, as they call it, you know, was not about fighting for the Jews and fighting to live all the poor Holocaust. No, it was about, you know, Soviet patriotism and fighting for the motherland.
Yeah, and really Russia, I mean, that was when the Soviets, like when Russian nationality, Russian nationalism was let out of the box. Because Russian nationalism was clamped down on in the wake of the so-called Russian Revolution. Stalin exploited Russian nationalism in World War II. And, you know, for those listeners who say, oh, well, Russia's got, you know, Holocaust laws and Putin's talking about Nazis and this and that. And, yeah, well, the thing is, I don't know if they have Holocaust laws, strictly speaking. There are laws like forbidding some, like, I don't know, forbidding Nazi viewpoints
or
minimizing Nazi atrocities. But from the Russian point of view, the Nazi atrocities were against Russians and not against Jews.
It's the thing is, in Russia, it's illegal to criticize the crimes of the Red Army, which, I mean, the Bolshevik Red Army, they were brutal. But in Russia, it's illegal to criticize the Red Army and to undermine their heroism. Is what it is. I know it's bizarre for you know, the dissident listeners in the West who, you know, support Hitler, you know, including myself, you know. But the thing is, I mean, looking at it from other countries' perspectives, you know, and about their history. That's the thing in America, is it's very hard for Americans to grasp that concept of, like, you know, ethnic politics and, you know, national politics. And it's like sometimes you have to go with a myth to be able to, you know, get what you need to get done for even better. Anyway, I'm not going to get into that because that's a whole other tangent. But, no, in Russia,
yeah. Go ahead.
I will say this, though.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Can you hear me? I will say this, though. In Russia, okay, there was this Jewish article from the Times of Israel or somewhere that was condemning Putin for the so-called Holocaust laws. I mean, like, geez, when have Jews ever committed, you know, condemned any of the, you know, Holocaust laws in Germany or in the UK or, and, you know, now even slowly creeping into the U.S., in the West, you know, for any of them. But yet, you know, they're willing to backtrack on their, you know, support of Holocaust laws against Putin. So it goes to show you how much international Jewry hates Putin.
Yeah, they hate Putin. I would say Putin is the new Hitler. I'd say Putin was the new Hitler. You know who the new Hitler is?
West.
Kanye was, okay, but Kanye's kind of like he's below the radar now. Who's the new Hitler? I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but there's a point to this.
Let me guess. Us.
You're not going to guess. It's Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. Are you aware of the big brouhaha about him?
No.
Okay, so you know he had a kid's show. He had a kid's show starting in the 1960s, and he did it for like 30 years until he died. And he sang songs, right? And everybody knows it. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? We all know that. Hello, neighbor. But also he did a bunch of other songs, and one of the songs is a girl is a girl right from the start, a boy, you know, was a boy, a girl can't become a boy, and a boy can't become a girl. Only girls can be mommies, only boys can be daddies. And this is a song that he would sing, you know, every year, year after year. And now there are clips of him singing this song. There are clips of him going on the Johnny Carson show and talking to Johnny Carson and talking about this song. He said, well, you know, sometimes little boys are, you know, think they might become a girl. And, we, you know, they they might be worried that they might become a girl, but they have to know that, you know, once you're born a boy, you're going to stay a boy. And if you're born a girl, you're going to stay a girl. Well, this is Hitler. He's more. And so they're trying to cancel. They're trying to cancel Mr. Rogers.
Boy, another 6 million Jews.
Another 6 million. And you know, the thing is, there's a few things. One is, I actually know people who knew Fred Rogers, and he was exactly like that. He was not acting on TV. He spoke like that. He thought like that. He talked like that. He was like, he walked the walk. The other thing that, like, I heard some people, I'm not going to mention their names because I don't want to embarrass them, but people who should have known better who were calling Mr. Rogers like gay and all of this stuff. Mr. Rogers, okay, he was married. He had kids. He was an ordained minister, ordained Christian minister.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a...
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Pack up, let's fly away.
Calling Mr. Rogers like gay and all of this stuff. Mr. Rogers, okay, he was married. He had kids. He was an ordained minister, ordained Christian minister, and he was a registered Republican. So there you go.
For what it's worth. Yeah, Presbyterian minister, I think, PCUSA. So, anyway.
You know, back in the 60s, that was, you know, I'm just saying.
That wasn't totally, you know, global homo like it is now, the PCUSA. But anyway.
No, it wasn't. I mean, I went to, I went to, I was in a Boy Scout troop that met at a Presbyterian church, and I know the minister there was very conservative. I didn't like him because he was for the Vietnam War, but and my mother didn't like him. But that be that as it may. Let's see, how long has this been going on? How much more time do we have? I've got two clocks and I'm not sure what time did we start this?
I have no idea. Probably a little bit after 6, I think. I don't know.
I think it's about time. Any final thoughts before we wrap this up?
Well, all I could say is long live the people's balloon.
The balloon of what is it? Is it the balloon of freedom? Is it the balloon of awesomeness?
Yes, the balloon of freedom and prosperity and development and a shared future for all of humanity, not just Jewish power.
I know this isn't Chinese, but I'll say bonsai to that. Bonsai!
Shun-li!
Shun-li!
Okay.
Yeah. All right, there we go. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining me, Kato.
Thank you. And there'll be more balloons next week.
And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Balloon Radio.
In a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got. Set them free at the break of dawn. To one by one, they were gone. Back at base, box in the software, flash the message. Something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle